A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. Penguin Random House Audio presents The Courtship of Princess Leia, Star Wars Legends, by Dave Wolverton. Read for you by January Lavoie. The Essential Legends Collection. For more than 40 years, novels set in a galaxy far, far away have enriched the Star Wars experience for fans seeking to continue the adventure beyond the screen. When he created Star Wars, George Lucas built a universe that sparked the imagination and inspired others to create. He opened up that universe to be a creative space for other people to tell their own tales. This became known as the Expanded Universe, or EU, of novels, comics, video games, and more. To this day, the EU remains an inspiration for Star Wars creators and is published under the label Legends. Ideas, characters, story elements, and more from new Star Wars entertainment trace their origins back to material from the Expanded Universe. This Essential Legends Collection curates some of the most treasured stories from that expansive legacy. Chapter 1. General Han Solo stood at the command console viewport of the Mon Calamari star cruiser, Mon Ramonda. Warning sounds tinkled like wind chimes as the ship prepared to drop out of hyperspace at the New Republic's capital on Coruscant. It had been so long since Han had last seen Leia. 5 months. 5 months hunting the warlord Jinja's superstar destroyer, Iron Fist. 5 months ago, the New Republic had seemed so secure, so in control. Maybe now, with the Iron Fist gone, Warlord Jinja would be crippled, and things would go smoother. Han longed to get off the humid Calamarian ship, longed even more for the taste of Leia's kisses, the caress of her hand on his brow. He'd seen too much darkness lately. The white starfield on the screen resolved as the hyperdrive engines cut, and Chewbacca roared in alarm. Across the blue velvet of space, where the city night lights of Coruscant blazed from a dark world, were dozens of enormous, saucer-shaped starships that Han recognized immediately as Haypen battle dragons. Among them were dozens of slate-gray Imperial Star Destroyers.
"Get us out of here!"
Han shouted. He'd seen a Haypen battle dragon only once before, but it had been enough.
"Full shields! Evasive action!"
He watched the three dorsal ion guns of the nearest dragon, expecting them to knock him from the sky. The blaster turrets on the saucer's rim all swiveled toward him. The Mon Ramonda twisted and dove planetward toward the lights of Coruscant. Han's stomach wrenched. His Mon Calamari pilot was well-schooled, and knowing that they could not run before setting a new course, he surged into the thick of the Haypen warships so that they could not fire without the risk of hitting one another. Like all the technology on the Mon Calamari ship, the viewport was exceptional, a work of art, so that as they hurtled past the command port of a Haypen battle dragon, Han could make out the startled faces of three Haypen officers, the silver name tags sewn into their collars. Han had never seen a Haypen. Their star sector was renowned for its wealth, and the Haypens guarded their borders jealously. He'd known that they were human, for humans had scattered like weeds across the galaxy. But he was surprised to discover that without exception, all three of the female officers were astonishingly beautiful, like fragile living ornaments.
"Cease evasive action!"
shouted Captain Onima, A salmon-colored Calamarian officer who sat at a control console, monitoring sensors.
What?
Han shouted, surprised that the lower-ranked Calamarian would reverse his orders.
The Hapens are not firing, and they are broadcasting as friendlies,
Onoma answered, swiveling a large golden eye at Han. The Calamarian cruiser ceased its crazy headlong dive and slowed.
Friendlies?
Han asked.
They're Hapens. Hapens are never friendly. Nevertheless, they've apparently come to negotiate a treaty of some sort with the New Republic. The accompanying Star Destroyers are theirs, captured from the Imperials. As you can see, our planetary defense forces are still intact.
Captain Onoma nodded up toward a Star Destroyer in another quadrant, and Han recognized its markings. Leia's flagship, the Rebel Dream. It had seemed so huge, so vast when they'd captured it from the Imperials, but here beside this Hapen fleet, it looked small, insignificant. Huddled around the Rebel Dream, he saw a dozen smaller Republic dreadnoughts, their hulls still painted with the markings of the old Rebel Alliance. The first time Han had seen a Hapen warship, he had been smuggling guns with a small convoy fleet under the command of Captain Rula. Since the Hapens hadn't yet fallen to the Empire, the smugglers had been using an outpost in neutral territory near the borders of the Hapen Star Cluster, hoping that their proximity to the Hapens would keep the Empire off their back. But one day, they came out of hyperspace and found a Hapen battle dragon hovering in their path. Even though they were in neutral territory, even though they made no aggressive moves, only 3 of the 20 smuggler ships managed to survive the Hapen attack. A communications officer said,
General Solo, we're receiving a call from Ambassador Leia Organa. I'll go to my quarters and pick it up there,
Han said, and he hurried to punch up the call. Leia's image appeared on the small screen. Leia was smiling, euphoric, and her dark eyes had a dreamy look to them.
Oh, Han,
she said in a breath, her voice mellifluous.
I'm so glad you're here.
She wore the pure white uniform of an Alderaanian ambassador, and her hair was down. In the past months, it had grown longer than Han had ever seen it. In her hair, she wore the combs he had given her, made from silver and opal, mined on Alderaan, before Grand Moff Tarkin blasted the planet to cinders with the first Death Star.
I missed you too,
Han said huskily.
Come down to Coruscant, to the Grand Reception Hall,
Leia said.
The Hapen ambassadors are about to arrive.
What do they want?
It's not what they want. It's what they're offering. I went to Hapes and spoke with the Queen Mother 3 months ago,
Leia said.
I asked her for aid in our fight against Warlord Jinja. She seemed very distant, noncommittal, but promised to think about it. I can only guess they've come to give that aid.
Lately, Han had begun to realize that the war against the remnants of the Empire might take years, even decades, to win. Jinja and some lesser warlords were firmly entrenched in over a third of the galaxy, but the warlords now seemed to be on the move, pillaging entire star systems as they swept toward the free worlds. The New Republic could not patrol such a vast front. Just as the old Empire had struggled to repel the Rebel Alliance, the New Republic battled the might of the warlords and their vast fleets. Han didn't want Leia to get her hopes raised for a Hapen alliance. He said,
Don't expect too much from the Hapens. I've never heard of them giving anyone anything, except a hard time.
You don't even know them. Just come to the Grand Reception Hall,
Leia said, suddenly all business.
Oh, and welcome back.
She turned away. The transmission ended.
Yeah,
Han whispered.
I missed you too.
Han and Chewbacca hurried through the streets toward the Grand Reception Hall on Coruscant. They were in an ancient part of Coruscant, where the planet-wide city had not built over the top of ruins, so that all around them, plasteel buildings rose up like the walls of a canyon,
The shadows thrown by...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?